Specifically, there's 15 bulleted items that we...
Out of executive session.
I'd like to discuss with the board. And so I'll read through them, and then if you want to, I'll give pause at each one, and then if you have any comments for me, and then we'll move on. So this will be formulated, if we so choose, as a motion, and I'll give you that verbiage later, but let's hit the bulleted points. So review of the packet, which we'll call the exhibit, which is 1 through 11. Approximately 9, but I think we've all received that
11.
Packet.
11.
1 through 11, okay. Yeah. So number 1, based on the satellite images, which are shown in Exhibit 10, and those were provided by Code Enforcement Officer Waltz. The unpermitted accessory structures were constructed on the property between 2021 and 2024. Does anyone dispute those facts? Or want to discuss it?
No.
The next, the Town of Scruple Code Book, which includes provisions for building construction and zoning, has not undergone any amendments since 2021. Additional facts. The Town of Scruple zoning map from 2021, see Exhibit 11, reflects the current areas and boundaries of the zoning districts of the town. The board finds that the property is zoned in the residential R1 zoning district and that the unpermitted structures are not permitted pursuant to the town's schedule of uses. In addition, the Town of Scruple Code was in full force in effect when the unpermitted accessory structures were constructed and remains in full force in effect as of the date of this decision, if we so choose to accept these. Based on review, town records, neither the current owner of record nor any previous owner of record of the property has applied for or obtained building permits for construction of accessory structures on the property. Hearing none. Based on review of town records, neither the current owner of record nor any previous owner of record of the property has obtained certificates of occupancy for persons to occupy any accessory structures on the property. And at no point has the code enforcement officer completed an inspection of the unpermitted accessory structures. The board finds that the property is in violation of New York State and Town of Scruple codes cited in the cease and desist. The unpermitted accessory structures on the property are not considered pre-existing non-conforming structures under the town zoning law. Based on these ongoing violations on the property, the board concludes that the unpermitted accessory structures pose a threat to human health as they do not conform with the New York State or Town of Scruple codes and have not been certified for human occupancy. Based on these ongoing violations on the property, Code Enforcement Officer Waltz was justified in his issuance of a cease and desist for structures on the property. The board finds that these existing and ongoing violations are the responsibility of the current owner on record to remediate. The previous failure of the town to cite the property for code violations related to uninspected, unpermitted accessory structures and does not prevent the town from enforcing its zoning laws with respect to the property now or in the future. And then additionally, based on public comments, the private road would likely restrict large emergency vehicle access. So those are the 15 items that we as a board should consider based on information extracted from the exhibits. Do we have anybody have any questions from what I read?
No.
Or additions?
No, I don't think so.
So, back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Anybody else have anything else, Tim?
No.
I don't know. Awesome. You read it all.
All right, well, I would like to, at this point in time, bring up, we take a vote.
I'll make a motion if now's the time to do that, if no one else has any other comments. So, now therefore be it resolved that based on the Zoning Board of Appeals review of exhibits and from public comment period, we issue the following findings. I'll bulletize unless you want me to reread all 15 again. I'll provide this document. How do you want? Do you want to read these? Send it around, have everybody read it? Or
no, I don't think so.
Okay, so
no, I think that just the motion is to uphold the cease and desist as it stands.
Who seconds?
Oh, I do want to at least complete. So, as I stated, now therefore be it resolved that based on the Zoning Board of Appeals review of exhibits and public comments, the 15 bulleted items that we reference towards our decision, and then be it further resolved that the board hereby denies the appeal in its entirety based on the foregoing findings of fact, and be it further resolved that any stay pursuant to Town Law 267 TAC Alpha 6 is terminated, as there are no further proceedings to be heard by the board. And be it further resolved that the chair of the board is directed to file this resolution with the town of clerk no later than 5 business days after its adoption, with a copy thereof to be mailed to the applicant. And be it further resolved that this resolution shall be filed with the Oswego County Supreme Court in connection with the verified petition of Jonathan Norton for a judgment et al. We need to add his LLCs in there. I don't have those, but My Town Advisors and the other. Reread that again. This resolution shall be filed with the Oswego County Supreme Court in connection with the verified petition of Jonathan Norton for all judgment pursuant to Article 78 of the CPLR versus Town of Scruple Zoning Board of Appeals, Gordon Waltz and Town of Scruple, index number Echo Foxtrot Charlie, TAC 2026, TAC 0355. And be it further resolved that this resolution shall take effect immediately. The question of the foregoing resolution adopting these findings of fact when made by board member myself, Jason Connolly, and I'll give this back to you for vote and...
All right. Okay, I'm asking...
You'll need a second.
Yeah, motion. Yeah, I need a second.
Yep. Which,
Ron has seconded the motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Do a roll call for this one, just so that everybody...
Okay. All right. I ask for the vote here to.
I can read the names if you want.
If you would.
Yeah, sure. Tim?
I approve. Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Sorry, I don't know everybody's name.
Bob Morrow. Robert Morrow? Yes.
Bob? I agree. Doug? Ron?
Yes. Okay.
So motion carries.
The motion is carried. I think that's where we're at. I entertain a motion to close the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you. Have a good night. Drive safe.
All right, thanks.
Yes.
Yeah. It's right here.
That's good news.
Thank you very much. Make sure you get that copy. I want to write anything that was not applicable. If you have any questions, call me. I'm home tomorrow.
Everybody's signing that, right? From what I'm kind of seeing, you're initialing it. Oh, I don't know. Is it required? I saw several lines on there.
It's as best I can do based on what's there.
They don't have to sign it. It's just you on what's here.
You should, because all you should do is do a record, and then whoever seconded it, you should read their name. I think that was a little overkill.
But there's no vouchers for tonight, unfortunately. Yeah.
You screwed up, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
I don't get paid anymore.
I know.
Hey, do you were around tomorrow? I gotta go to Brewton.
Rainy day.
Yeah. Maybe make a copy just so it doesn't get, there's any issues. So he put some notes, I crossed them out because I referenced 15 and then I added 15 there.
Okay.
Should be good.
Make a copy.
Oh, you know what? This is the.
Make a copy for Jeff, you mean?
How's your son doing?
Bobby? Yeah. I don't know. You're
I'll
fine.
Give him a copy.
He's
oh, he's done. Okay. That's true. But you made the changes on there, so.
Yeah. Did I add? Yeah, that's fine. That's not a checking.
Right. Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, my God.